السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته سيد مفتي عبد القادر صاحب أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you this beautiful Monday morning. May Allah Ta'ala grant you afiyat and good health. May Allah Ta'ala take great khidmat of me for you. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, inshallah, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa salim kareem. Ameen, ameen, ameen to all the wonderful du'as you made for us and the ummah and muslimah. Jazakallahu khairan to our brothers Junaid Mota, Junaid Khan is back. Allah Jalla wa la grant him siha, afiya, daiman, abada. And Almighty Allah reward our brother Zakariya. Jazakumullahu khaira. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 24th of Zulhijjah 1445. This is the last week of this month and of this year. Sunday will be the first, either day in Makkah Mukarrama, Madinah Munawwara, and Masjidul Aqsa. And Sunday night will usher in the first for us here in South Africa, Southern Africa, and many other countries. So everything will happen on Sunday this week, daytime or nighttime, inshallah al-Aziz. We will change from 1445 to 1446. So let us now focus on the tafsir and commentary of the Noble Quran. We are currently busy with Surah Yasin, chapter number 36, and our lesson today is verses 20, 21, 22. To understand today's lesson, we need to understand the following. The place name is Antioch, Antakya in Arabic. It is in Turkey, and all this happened before the time of Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, Nabi Isa alayhi salam. Three messengers were sent there, and they, the majority of the people, rejected them, all three messengers and prophets, selected by Almighty Allah and not elected by people. In the corner of Antioch, and that is Antakya, there was a person, Habib Najjar. Habib was his name, Najjar the carpenter. And how he became the beloved of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, you will see in today's lesson and tomorrow's lesson. When a person stands for the truth, even though he stands alone, but he's doing it for the betterment of the society with sincerity and ikhlas, then he becomes the mahbub and the beloved of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So the news spread that there are three messengers, prophets, selected by Almighty Allah. Majority of the people are rejecting them. Obviously, in those days, they never had all these facilities of today. You just press one button and the message goes viral. So everything took time. So by the time it reached him, for Habib Najjar, immediately he took action. What did he do? Chapter number 36, Surah Yasin, verse 20. وَجَاءَ مِنْ أَقْصَى الْمَدِينَةِ رَجُلٌ يَسْعَى مَسْجِدُ الْأَقْصَى. Aqsa is called Aqsa. Why? It's far, far away from Masjidul Haram. The hadith of Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala anhu mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, Ya Rasulullah Mustafa sallallahu alayhi sallam, which was the first masjid? The master alayhi salatu salam told him, the Baytullah Kaaba Musharrafa Masjidul Haram in Makkah Mukarrama. Which was the second one? Ya Rasulullah Mustafa sallallahu alayhi sallam, Masjidul Aqsa. and that is there in Al-Quds Al-Sharif, Baytul Maqdis, Baytul Muqaddas, Jerusalem belongs to us. The whole Palestine belongs to us, not the Jutlas and Haramis and murderers. So we must be very clear on all these issues. What was the duration between the two masjid being built by Nabi Adam a.s.? So 40 years, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam answered. The hadith in Bukhari Sharif, the hadith in various compilations. So from here we understand from those days already it belongs to the Muslims. Almighty Allah speaks of it in chapter 17, verse number 1, and in the beginning of the 15th supara, 15 Jews. I want to show you the word Aqsa means far, far away. So this is Antakya, Antioch, and this person came from one remote corner of Antioch, and he was a simple person doing carpentry, but simple in our minds, but by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, a beloved person. وَجَاءَ مِنْ أَقْصَى الْمَدِينَةِ Aqsa, remote, far distant. Al-Madina, Medina does not mean Medina Munawwara. And Aqsa does not mean Majidul Aqsa. Aqsa means far, and Medina means Antakya, Antioch in Turkey. رَجُلٌ يَسْعَى So came a person running from the corner and remote area of Antakya. يَسْعَى running, and is appealing, imploring, begging his people. قال, he said, يا قوم اتبعوا المرسلين. O my people, follow and accept, remember what the Mursaleen, these messengers and prophets are saying. Ya qawmi, ya qawmi. But there's no ya there, but we translate it. O my people, then ittabi'u, you join it, ya qawmi ittabi'ul mursaleen. Follow the prophets and messengers immaculately. And see, they're not asking you for any wages, any salary, any recompense. They are people selected by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So now there are two ways of reading it. Ya qawmi tabi'ul mursaleen attabi'u man la yas'alukum ajra. If you want to join it, so you will read mursaleen attabi'u. You want to stop mursaleen, then ittabi'u man la yas'alukum ajra. So you will read it as ittabi'u. So follow immaculately, my people. Man la yas'alukum ajra. That those people who are not asking you for any wages, salary, recompense, and they are doing it for your benefit, not for their own benefit. They want to contact, they want, you must connect your heart with that of Almighty Allah's mercy. Connect creation to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Today look at politicians in France, in Iran, in South Africa. On Thursday you will see there in Britain, and in November, the first week in America, a whole lot haramis. You must remember that they're all interested only in filling their own pockets, and they want power. That's all it is. Today's modern day politics, Muslim, non-Muslim, 99%, 1% maybe you can exempt. So Malla yas'alukum ajra, they're not asking you for any worldly material benefit. وَهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ وَوْحَالِيَّا Whilst they themselves, you must remember, are guided and selected by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Then he speaks of his own personal experience. I believe in the oneness, uniqueness, majesty, sovereignty, authority of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. I believe in all these prophets and messengers. So why don't you also believe? Individually, look at the balagha, the rhetoric, the style, the diction of the noble Quran, the beginning of the 23rd Juz, 23rd part of the noble Quran. وَمَا لِيَا And why should I not? La abudu alladhi. Why should I not be worshipping that supreme being? Meaning I'll definitely worship him. Fatarani, who created me. Created me min ghayri mithalin sabiqin. There was no diagram, there was no picture, no image. He created us the first time. Surah Fatir, chapter 35, you did before Surah Yasin. That is the originator. Here the verb is used. Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu salam went through the vicissitudes and ups and downs in life. He became the ruler of Egypt. His family reconciled with him. Moments of happiness and joy. But he knows very well everything in this world is but temporary. And soon we will have to leave this world. What does he say? Fatir as-samawati wal-ard. Ya Allah, you are the originator of the heavens and the earth. Anta waliyyi fid dunya wal akhirah. Ya Allah, you are my protector in this worldly life and in the year after. Tawaffani musliman wa alhiqni bis salihin. Oh, my beloved Allah, let me pass away with Iman Islam and unite me with a devout and pious servant. Subhanallah. What a powerful, potent dua and supplication of Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu salam in the latter portion of his life. Chapter 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 101. You must learn these words. What is the exact meaning, the philology, history of it? Fatarani, who created me without any diagram or without any sample, example. Nay, Allah was, Allah is, Allah will always be perfect, more perfect than the word perfect. Fatarani, so that is individually. Then collectively, he reminds them. Remember, our sojourn, our stay on this earth is very short. Wa ilayhi, and unto Allah turja'un. You all will return to him. You will be made to return, whether you like it or you don't like it. So he invited them to himself in this sense. I am a Muslim. I believe in all the prophets and messengers of that time and to come, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I believe in the oneness, uniqueness of Almighty Allah, His Majesty, Sovereignty, Authority, and whatever the articles of faith were. Why don't you believe? So every one of us must become a da'i. Da'i to invite towards Islam. Islam was, is, will always be the best, and we must share it with the rest. Today we are shirking in our responsibility. Alayna an nu'athir wa la nata'athir. We are supposed to influence the lives of others, but this ummah and muslimah, 1 billion, majority good for nothing. You must remember, instead of influencing the lives of others, we are influenced by others. The Hollywood, the Bollywood, the Robin Hood, the sports, the entertainment and all that. That is how they have gripped our hearts and our minds. We can't think as a Muslim anymore. So that is the problem today at the micro and macro level. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un wa ila Allahi al-mushtaka. Unto Almighty Allah alone do we complain the plight of this ummah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today, 24th of Zulhijjah, 1445, Gaza genocide, day number 269. Jutlas, Jutlis, Haramis. Today is 9 months and still you can't beat Hamas. So thousands march against Bibi Netanyahu and they say, resign. We want elections immediately. We want the hostages back home. One Jutla police told a Jutla who they arrested, you better go before I come to your house and rape your mother. Can you imagine how they speak? This is with their own people. What will they do with the Palestinians? So this is the Jewish culture of nowadays. Shame on you, Jutlas, who support the Israeli apartheid, terrorist, Nazi, illegitimate regime of Israel. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. Ben Gweda Harami, listen to what he says. I sent it out yesterday to thousands of people, the Sayyid Minister of Security. He says, this Palestinian, what you speaking about, we must give them a basket of fruit. We must put a bullet through each one of their heads and so forth. We will give them the bare minimum just to survive. So these are the Jutlas. So Ben Gweda, Smotrich, Netanyahu, all war criminals. But because American veto is there, thrice already they vetoed it in United Nations. Shame on you, Biden and Trump, you both morons. You saw what donkeys you made yourself on the world scene. The whole world is laughing at you. Because I always told you, you were morons, and you just confirmed it. Alhamdulillah, Muslims say Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. Haaretz newspaper writes, you can check it up yourself, 18 Jutlas injured, 10, one killed, they say. When they say one killed, you must multiply it times 10. And remember, they say 18 jutlas discharge is much more, injured, 18 jutlas injured is much more. But we'll take their figures for a time being. And one is seriously in northern Israel. Alhamdulillah. Hezbollah, you're doing an excellent job. Ansarullah in Yemen, you're doing excellent job. Anybody attacks the American interest, the British interest, the Jewish interest, we support them. Whether it's Putin or whether it's Hamas or whether it's who. The three Israelis and many more, the Haaretz only mentioned three, refused to serve in the Israeli army. They said that this got nothing to do with us. And then thousands and thousands of the Haredi Jutlas, these are the so-called, you know, Torah students, Torah scholars and so forth, thousands of them protested against the conscription and said, we will burn Israel if you come and impose this upon us. So very good, you must remember. Taliban and the United Nations met yesterday there in Doha and Qatar, and the reports coming out, it was a very positive meeting, although there was no females included there. Taliban say, you don't come and tell us what we must do. Was any female sent as a prophet and messenger? No. So we are there to represent everybody. So what is our internal business this? What you want to poke your big nose in our business? Do you want to steal our oil? Do you want to steal our lithium? Do you want to steal our minerals? Nay, we will sell it to Russia. We will sell it to China. We will sell it to Iran. We will sell it to whoever we want to. Who the hell are you to come and tell us this? So Taliban are sticking to their guns. Well, well done to the Taliban. Thousand, okay, that I told you, Biden is bad. Biden is bad. You saw what a fool idiot he made himself and then the debate. But if he is bad, then Bibi Netanyahu, the war criminal, the butcher of Gaza, is even worse than that. Can you imagine? Turkey, sad story in Turkey. The people are in Turkey nowadays. Maybe you even saw it. Imagine, supposed to be Muslim country. The gays are marching in Turkey. Pride march. Can you believe this? You see, when the Turkish people and Odia, the prime minister and leader, say, we want to become part of the European Union, then you have to dance to their tune. They arrested some of them, but remember that you will have to work with the Western values. We say, tell the Western values, go to hell. We have our own moral system, we have our own culture, we have our own Sharia, and you will see the end results, end of the day. Where there is more safety, more security, more beauty, where your women and everybody else are protected. A nation promoting gay business. Allah created Adam and Eve. They say no, Adam and Steve. They say Madam and Eve. So a nation who promotes this and encourages this cannot be a Muslim. They can call themselves Muslim, but they are Muslim. Nairobi looted. Sad, sad situation in Africa. When you somebody just come, now they want to root to, root to, out, Ruto, Ruto. They say, get out, we don't want you. And they looted the center of Nairobi. Just look at the visuals coming through. You will teach you in South Africa, you know. Inna lillahi wa inna ilaihi rajiun. Sad, sad story. Smotrich, the Harami, the Minister of Finance in the rogue regime of Israel, says, attack Lebanon. It must be a quick and a sharp war. So why you don't go and attack? That Hezbollah will give you such a thrashing. And today's RH, before I came down, I saw the latest there. They said, please don't go into Lebanon. We will end up as the biggest losers. They know one side is Hamas, one side is Hezbollah, other side maybe Iran, and then they will get a good hiding, inshallah. Saudis must leave Lebanon immediately. You know the Saudis, they don't have their own country. If you think Saudi Arabia is an independent country, you are a big fool, you must remember that. These are all satellite states, you must remember. Chamchas they are. All these Arab countries, you understood? They have to look at Khuad Bas. You know Khuad Bas? What the big boss say? America says this, they say, yes, boss. So they say, get all your people out from there because we might be coming in. Or our illegitimate child, Israel, will be coming in. So Saudi told you, you know, the Saudi, the Riyal. is linked to the dollar. You take $100 and how much you will get? How come for past 50 years is like that? So you'll get 3.72, 3.73 riyals. So how come there's no fluctuation? Because it's satellite state, you must remember. Like you go here, Swaziland, you go here, you must remember Lesotho. So their money, the name is different, but it's pegged to the South Africa rand. So it's one for one. So I just come from there now, 2-3 weeks ago, I was in Maseru and that. So same thing, yeah, it is. You must be a fool to think these are independent countries. Yeah, Chamcha sidekicks, you must remember. Suicide bomber in Nigeria kills many, many people. They say 18 people. Dead and very sad situation. Obviously, they will blame Boko Haram. We got nothing to do with ISIS and Boko Haram. We are Boko Halal. Remember that. We got nothing to do with haram business. Listen to this. I told you Putin is a harami, but he's a good harami for us. Putin in Russia builds houses for Palestinian families in Grozny. You know Grozny? Where Chechnya is. So 200 families, mashallah, they from Gaza. They got them out and they built houses there and so forth. 7 dead in France, Switzerland and Italy. Fierce, fierce storms. Allah is showing these countries. You can never ever challenge me. I'll decimate, destroy you in 1 second, in 1 moment, a whole lot of you. South Africa, remember during Jacob Zuma's time, we never ever had load shedding. You know that? So they made a cartoon yesterday, South Africa are chokers. You know the team, South African cricket team. So leave them hopeless characters, they can't win anything. So now they say South Africa got a new batsman. And that new batsman is who? Junaid Mota? Jacob Zuma. Nobody can get him out. He's always there in the mix somehow and somehow. You see that? And he laughs after that. So for you South Africans, load shedding is back. You see, this winter year, today is 1st July, 24th of Zulhijjah, stage 2 will remain stage 2 the whole winter. Courtesy Cyril and ANC. South African cabinet, I'll come to that just now. So actual figures in Gaza, yesterday late at night, I was so tired. So I just sent it out, you must remember, on my status. They say the exact amount, these are Western people, that are murdered and killed and martyred in Palestine, in Gaza, over 200,000 people. Imagine this. They're telling us 37,000, 38,000. They say everything has collapsed. The hospitals, clinics, everything has collapsed. Who's counting? So the Jutlas, you must remember, okay, let's say 200,000 is exaggeration. 100,000 is 100% truth. So we must remember that an injured will be 200,000, 300,000. But alhamdulillah, Hamas is giving the Jutlas a run for their money. And 100,000, half a million, 1 million Jutlas took flight already. They ran away. Naftali Bennett is saying, come back, come back. Bennett, they're not interested in you and your crooks, remember, in Israel and occupied Palestine. They're gone for good. You can go and make noise. Nobody's going to come back. The far right is winning in France, so you must remember they're going to have second round there this week. Second round in Iran, and let's see what happens. But things don't look good. You must remember that. And let's come to South African cabinet. A shame on you, Cyril. Can't you even stick to time? I never ever heard your lectures. But yesterday I said, let me listen to the news, 9 o'clock. And then they said after that, that Cyril said 9 o'clock, but he's not going to address the nation 9 o'clock. I think it was half an hour or 40 minutes delay. I don't know, because I didn't hear. So afterwards I was just going on. Now can you believe South Africa has a new administration? They call it the Government of National Unity. It's no Government of National Unity. EFF, you must remember, is in the opposition. MK, Zuma's party, President Zuma, he's a president there. They're in the opposition. So forget the term Government of National Unity unless you don't understand politics at all. It's a government, coalition government, 10 parties. So you have to make every party happy. So 20 posts they took, ANC. And other parties, they shared it. Al Jama'a party got something. Can you believe that minister or deputy minister? Then FF got something, you understand? FF Front, you must remember. Grunefeld, he got a post. And then there's other Mickey Mouse parties also got, you must remember that. So 1-1. Now you got two ministers of education. Is your education in South Africa really education? Or is a junk piece of paper? I'm asking you. Do you really believe that your matric certificate is worth the paper on which it's written? Hardly any country is going to accept it when you got the 30, 35, 39% pass and so forth. Your university degrees, all countries don't accept it. I went to New Zealand thrice. I met my neighbor there. I asked him, for what you're selling here, vegetable, qualified lawyer and everything. He said, they're not accepting my certificate. Qualified guy, you must remember, selling all potatoes and onions and all that. He had to write so many exams there, and now only they accepted him. The last time I went there, I see now he's practicing, whether it's law, accounting or whatever. So we must remember, your certificates are not worth the paper on which they are written in current South Africa, and you got two ministers of education. Just one big waste of time. They're milking us and making us fools and idiots, the taxpayer. Next one, I see there are two deputy ministers. For what you need two? Bunch of mufatiyas, good for nothing, incompetent. That is your new South Africa. Remember this, it's a shame and disgrace. You must remember what has happened. Such a beautiful country, destroyed by the corrupted politicians. Who is there to go and tell them? You will see the Molvis, you will see the sheikhs, you will see the priests, you will see the rabbis, all going there and meeting them and so forth. Tell them on their face, I'm not even prepared to shake my hand with you. You must remember, you have disgraced South Africa, you have brought South Africa to his knees and so forth. The ordinary man in the street cannot make a living. Can you believe that? And look at their perks, and look at what things they get. You think they dare to serve South Africa and the people? Then you're Alice in Wonderland. They all, their whole lot, 100%, Muslim, non-Muslim, to fill their pockets and self-enrichment. That is what your modern day politics, a shame it is. Your cabinet is not worth the paper on which is written, Cyril. I myself, if I see you, I'll never meet you. Let me tell you that. It's a shame and disgrace what you have done to South Africa. Okay, that's why we love South Africa. We can speak the truth without fear and favor. So our programs today, 8:30 to 9, we will speak about politics in South Africa. Mozaid will interview me. 1 to 2 will be tafsir, commentary of the Noble Quran, inshallah, and then 2 to 2:30 will be the report back and our trip to where we went, Southdale. I have to think of a lot of places, you know, so Masjid Ibrahim, so we went there for Jummah, so our trip there, and then I went to Heidelberg also, so we'll see what we will write there, so on Saturday, and then inshallah tonight we will have Q&A live on Radio Al-Ansar International, Sirius FM, and Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah, from 8 to 10 tonight, inshallah, inshallah Aziz. Ma Salim, we have 16-17 minutes. Let's fire up, inshallah. Sharp shoot Q&A, inshallah.
Mufti Saab, life is short. I don't have any family. Can I leave my entire will to an orphanage?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. If you are a person who embraced Islam and all your family are non-Muslims, or you were born a Muslim but everybody in your family passed away for whatever reason, so in a case like that, Islam says you must give it to the poor people, give it to poor Muslims, you must remember. So in that orphanage there, it's run by Muslims and so forth and so on. You're happy with that, so fine, so you leave everything. But one better suggestion I got for you. You have 1 million, you have 100,000, so why are you waiting for after death? While you're alive, take half of it, three quarters of it, send it to Palestine, send it to Sudan, send it to here and there. If you are mobile and you can move around, why you yourself don't go to Palestine? So go there, mashallah, I got people there currently also. So you just book a ticket from here to Jordan, from Jordan you go into Palestine and go give out with your own hands. So there are millions of orphans there and desperate people, remember that. You love to give orphans, so why wait till after death, my brother? Go and give it to them with your own hands and see the joy you will bring to them. Allah Jalla Wala guide you and reward you, brother.
Mufti Saab, if I played the lotto and won 1 million rand, can I use that money to pay my tickets and exorbitant bills, which are ridiculous, and my rates and tax?
You can't do all that. It's absolutely haram. You must remember it's wajibut tasadduq first. You must make tawbah. If you think that to play lotto and casino is permissible, if you believe in that and that, you're out of the fold of Islam. If you say, no, I know it's haram, but I just play for fun and so forth, then you fasik, fajir, that's a major, major sin. And whatever you want, you can't use it. You can't use for your rent. You can't use for rates, taxes, fines, nothing. You must give everything to the poor. Send all that money to Sudan. Send all that money to Palestine. Send all that money, you must remember, to the Rohingya Muslims. So that is wajib and compulsory upon you. Even one rand, 1 cent of that million rand, you can win and make tawbah for the remainder of your life. Ya Allah, forgive me for the haram dandas and activities I'm involved in.
Mufti Sahib, can I give zakat out on behalf of my wife?
If you're giving out zakat on behalf of your wife, permissible, but before payment, you must inform her. Oh, my darling, oh, my honey, I will pay your zakat money. So then in the night, I'll give you money. Daytime, I'll pay your money. So all is permissible, no problem with that. So you must inform her before payment. Like how we, I do, you must remember. We make the qurbani on her behalf, or we pay the zakat on her behalf, or the fitra on her behalf. So all permissible, no problem. But you must inform her before payment.
Mufti Sahib, this is a question from a revered sister. Assalamu alaikum, Mufti Sahib. Can you please tell me the affectionate name Rasulullah called Hadrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala? I have called my wife Poppy, but it is antagonizing her as we don't speak Urdu. She also doesn't like Bogan sounding Aussie, darling or sweetheart. Please correct my pronunciation of Humaira. Jazakallahu khaira.
MashaAllah, my brother, you, your wife, you are new Muslims, you reverted to Islam. Allah Jalla wa'ala, keep me, you, all of us steadfast. Go to you and your wife and read chapter 8, verse 38. Chapter 8, verse 38. And it's right in the ending there of the Jews of the Supara, ninth para. And what do you see there? قُلْ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِيَّنْتَهُ يُغْفَرْ لَهُمْ مَا قَدْ سَلَفْ يُوْ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ O Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, tell the non-Muslims, if and when they embrace Islam sincerely, their sins of the past are forgiven. So merciful, so benevolent, the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah encompasses such people. He, Habibuna Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, Innal Islam yahdimu ma kana qabla. Authentic hadith in Mishkat Sharif. Verily, Islam expunges the sins of the past. That's the occasion when he, Sayyidina, you must remember that Amr bin As and Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu embraced Islam. Then Mustafa sallallahu Allah said so. So many there are lessons. Yesterday, 14 brothers, sisters, and them 9 sisters, 6 brothers, I think that it was. So, or 5 brothers, whatever it was, there were 14 in total. They embraced Islam in Kokstad, we think, and pray for our brother Ibrahim Anderson. Jazakallahu khairan, brother Ibrahim, our roving ambassador. So you and your wife must use the other Arabic terms. What did he, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, call Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha? I give you 3-4 names. Humaira. Humaira, the one with the red, red complexion, whitish fair and redness, enhancing her beauty. H-U-M-A-Y-R-A or R-A-A if you want Humaira. You got it? H-U-M-A-Y-R-A or R-A-A. Humaira, I gave you the meaning. Ya Aish, so that your wife's name is Aisha, you make shortcut. You call this in Arabic rhetoric the Tarkheem. Ya Hinda, Ya Hind. Ya Hajara, Ya Hajar. So your wife's name is like that. You make a little bit shortcut out of love, you see. So he, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, called her Ya Aish. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam called her Ya Muwaffaqah. وَمَا تَوْفِيقِ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ Divine guidance. Oh, my beloved Aisha, radiallahu anha, you are muwaffaqa. Allah gave you guidance, you are guided. Use that name, my brother. So that is muwaffaqa. M-U-W MU Muwafaqa, WAFAQQA Muwafaqa. So remember that, use that term also for your wife. Use Arabic terms, you get more reward also. And you love the Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salam. Or you call her Siddiqa. That Ya Binta Siddiq, you are Siddiqa. So call her. So you got four names I gave you. Siddiqa, Ya Aish, Ya Humaira, Ya Muwafaqa. Use that, my brother. And both of you, read now with me. Surah 25, chapter 25, verse 74. In the 19th juz, the first quarter where it ends. Rabbana habalana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun. Ya Allah, grant us our spouses and children that are the coolness of the eyes. Don't call her Poppy and she call you Popo and then you'll start fighting. You see the Popos like flying around. So call her nice names. Remember that, inshallah.
Mufti Sahib, what is the recipe to receive our books of records in our right hands?
So you must become Maimon, my brother. 100% Maimon. You see, one is I'm a born a Maimon. So that Maimon is not meant here. So chapter 90, verse 18. Chapter 90, Surah Balad, verse 18. Who will get the boarding pass in their right hand? So ulaika ashabul maimana. They are those people who are the maimans. So now we have to have iman. We have to continue with the righteous deeds and not expect people to praise us and say jazakallah the whole time. So do for Allah's sake and Allah's pleasure. Then Allah jalla will reward you. You become ulaika ashabul maimana. So which dua must we read? Read now with me. Allahumma yammin kitabi. That's singular. Oh Almighty Allah, give me my book of deeds in the right hand. And you want to make dua for you, your wife, your children, your parents, siblings, the ummah. Allahumma yammin kutubana. Allahumma yammin kutubana. Ya Allah, give us our report, our book of deeds, your boarding pass in our right hand. I just use terms that will resonate with you. So in that way, next stop will be Jannatul Firdaus al-A'la. You got the dua? Allahumma yammin kitabi, singular, plural, Allahumma yammin kutubana, like that.
Uftisab, before I read Maghrib, there was a light in my room. But it was not moving or anything. It was just clear light. What does it mean?
Maybe your husband's cell phone was on. You must remember. So you saw a lot of light coming from there. So husband and wife, you know, the husband told his friend, my wife, nighttime, I see a lot of noor coming out from there. He said, hey, there's no noor. There's no noor coming out from there. Remember, it is your wife checking your phone or her phone there that at night, and you think a lot of noor are coming out. If you saw real noor, then it's Bisharat. Story time, quick. My beloved Ustad, Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sabuni, Rahimahullah, buried in Istanbul, one of the greatest commentators of the Noble Quran in the past 100 years, remember, that we used to learn. We used to learn so much from him. You must remember, whenever we went Makkah Mukarramah, I used to sit by him, and in Medina Munawwara by Sheikh Umar Falata, teaching us Hadith Sharif from Nigeria. So nevertheless, he taught Hadith in Medina Munawwara, Masjid Nabawi, 49 years, almost 50. He, Sheikh Sabuni, taught Tafsir and Hadith and all that day in Makkah for over 50 years. Subhanallah, what giants they were. So you must remember that this our Sheikh Sabuni, and that now he's buried there in Istanbul. What was the question, Mona? There was some noise also on the radio. So I forgot the question. What was the question?
Before I read Maghrib, there was a light in my room.
Right.
So but now, it was not moving or anything. It was just a clear light. What does it mean?
Yeah, there was a lot of noise coming through. So anyway, but I was telling our Sheikh Sabuni. Sheikh Sabuni wrote, you must remember, a commentary on Riyadus Salihin, which he gave me personally, alhamdulillah. In there, if you read about Sheikh Sabuni, he writes the profile life history of Allama Nawawi Rahimahullah. Allama Nawawi Rahimahullah passed away at the age of 45. He never got married. He used to have one meal a day. When he was 7 years old, he used to say, Al-waqtu indana aghla min al-dhahabi wal-fidda. That time for us is more valuable than gold and silver. What were giants they were? A'alamun nas bi madhhabi Shafi'i ya ba'da al-Imam Shafi'i. The greatest scholar, the Shafi'i school of jurisprudence produced after Imam Shafi'i was Allama Nawawi. So every person of the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, especially the Shafi'is, we indebted to him. So remember, who can forget his works and so forth and so. Anyway, so Sheikh Sabuni writes, when he was 7 years old, this is your answer, sister, brother. So that when he was 7 years old, it's night time, he's telling his parents, look here, look there. Everywhere I see radiance, I see effulgence, I see nur. And the parents say, we're looking, we can't see anything. Then they went to the mashayikh, they went to the senior people, ulama and awliyaullah. They said, where's your son? He said, he's here. So he said that this son is destined for great heights. Allah has already, at this young, tender age, before he's even baligh, taught him and let him experience Laylatul Qadr. So inshallah, you, my sister, brother, before Maghrib time, we read the dua, learn the dua. Allahumma hadha iqbalu laylik. Ya Allah, this is the time, your night is approaching us. Wa idbaru naharik, and your day is going away from us. Wa aswatu du'aik, is the time for dua, ya Allah, faghfirli. Allah is sending you and me and all of us a message. Don't waste time, you sisters, with your samosas and bajyas and all that there. Before Maghrib, 5, 10, 15 minutes, sit on your musalla, go to the masjid and make dua at that time. His dua is mustajab, that is nur coming to you, Allah's mercy enveloping you, brother, sister. Allah give us tawfiq to practice on this. You know, when I was in Darul Uloom, I used to take a walk before Maghrib, 15, 20 minutes. 5, 10 minutes, I used to be there before Maghrib and I used to sit. The Mosema used to come and he used to sit. So that 5, 10 minutes, we were all engaged in dua, you see. But nowadays, you know, we're a little bit old now. So it's a very good practice to practice upon and do it, inshallah.
Okay, Sahab, I live on the main road and there is a church on the dirt road on the inside of the main road. The church has asked me to make my home a collection point for clothes to go towards charity for the church. Can I collect on their behalf?
Totally haram. You must remember, you'll be promoting kufr and shirk and blasphemy. Quran Sharif states, you must remember, Surah 5, verse number 2. وَلَا تَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. You must never ever cooperate in sin and transgression. If you're going to do that and help them and assist them in their kufr and blasphemy, إِنَّكُمْ إِذَا مِثْلُهُمْ, you will become just like them. Allah forbid. Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, authentic hadith. Man tashabbaha biqawmin fawa minhum. Whosoever imitates a people, he becomes part and parcel of them. Totally haram for you. I used to live there in Newcastle, Nightingale Street, you see. Bulbul. Here also we got Nightingale Street. So you must remember, just behind me is Nightingale. So nevertheless, you must remember, opposite there, they had a church. So they used to look at me, so I just used to laugh. I say, you must come visit me. So I want to challenge you a few things. So they used to run away. So one day, that boy, a male and female, came. So they say they want, it was a Sunday in Newcastle. They say we want to speak about justice. I asked them, you're married? He said, no. I said, where's the justice? You busy with this guy's lady, this lady, and she's busy with you. So already they felt embarrassed. I said, I'm bringing my Bible. I want you to read. I brought my Bible, I read. I said, read Ezekiel, two adulterous sisters. So they read it, they felt so embarrassed. That is the portion Master Didat, Sheikh Ahmad Didat Rahimullah, sent to the census board under apartheid. And South African census board said, it's pornography. You see that? So that is how you tackle them. You must put all these people, Shias, Qadianis, Kuffar, all in a nice corner and tangle them up and tell them, now you go from here. So then you start thinking that you must always never suffer from being apologetic or being compromising. Nay, on the truth, no apology and no compromising. Last question, Maulana.
If a lady joins the row of men in Salah, is the entire row or the entire congregation of men's Salah void, or just the man she stands next to?
If you are speaking about in Makkah and all that, where everything is mixed up because of the Saudis, manhapla, they got a no care attitude. Now their aim is just to make money. So the fatwa is this: Hazrat Sheikh Hazrat Mawana Zakariya Nawar Allah Marqadahu, Hazrat Allama bin Nuri Rahimullah, this was 74, 75. We were there, just students, just seeing what's happening. So there was so much mix up already 50 years ago. So they said that when you men read Salat, then make sure on your right side by your shoulder there's no lady, on your left side by your shoulder there's no lady, and in front of you where you make sujood there's no lady. Anywhere else this happens, then Salat is valid. All other places the Salat is not valid, you must remember. Hanafis say everybody's Salat will be null and void. That will be the Hanafis verdict on that, who's behind her and so forth. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Ladies, you must read Salat at home. Even Makkah, Medina, you get more reward to read in a hotel. But if you read in a haram, your Salat is valid. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.